The Bible, God's holy word, completely and utterly trustworthy in every way and without error or fault, a message in itself. This holy word gives us a peek into the future. It allows us to see into events that are still to come. And it would be completely remiss of me in the duty that I hold here and the obligation I have to not bring you the truth that God speaks in this word about future events. It would be extremely remiss of me to neglect to deliver this message to you properly. I would be remiss to not alert you to what is still ahead of us and what is still coming. And there is a time coming, the Bible informs us, that will be terrible to live through. The debate of whether we will be here or not is still ongoing, and it has some curious titles, this debate of pre-tribulation, mid-trib, post-trib, etc. But that's not what we're going to chat about today. Today, we're going to have a look at a snapshot of an image of an event that is still coming. We're going to read in Scripture some very frightening events, but I have to bring it to you. Now, it's going to be quite a long reading, which is unusual for me. You know, I usually take one line and we extract the meaning out of that. But this reading is unnecessary. It's necessarily long, but it all ties very tightly together. So if you would pick up a Bible, yours or one in front of you, and go with me, please, to the book of 2 Thessalonians. And I'm going to chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, mark that, we ask you, brothers, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy, report, or letter supposed to have come from us, saying that the day of the Lord has already come. Underline that. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way. Underline that. For that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed. Underline that. The man doomed to destruction, he will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Underline that. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus, underline this, will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy the splendor of his coming. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. Underline that. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness. Underline that twice. Heidi won't mind, I promise you. This is a look into the future. These events are still coming. Therefore, I have a duty to inform you of them, so that when it happens, you are not caught or deceived. Excuse me. Here we see Paul describing end times, the end of the world as we know it. But there's a sentence that I told you to underline in the scripture we read this morning, that Jesus Christ is coming back to gather those to him. That was a key concept. He will gather to him a certain group of people. They will be the opposite to the people who are perishing. We'll develop these thoughts now. The gathering, as it's called, in Greek, in ancient Greek, in with the language the original New Testament was written in, is written as sunacho, and it means to bring together a large group. Paul also warns us not to be alarmed or unsettled by people telling you that this event has already happened. And we will know that it hasn't happened by the scripture we read this morning. There are some very key elements which I was telling you to underline that we have to see happening before this event takes place. So Paul says, don't be alarmed by people telling you it's already happened or spraying you with doom, anyone. He says, don't believe anything else. Only believe the truth of the word that's in front of you. And God is telling us in this truth not to be deceived that this event has already happened, because it hasn't, according to his word. And the key element that will signal the coming of these unfolding events is the arrival of the man of lawlessness. And the man of lawlessness, we know, is Satan in the form of the Antichrist. And when that event happens, we'll know all of this is going to now start unpacking itself. In the ancient Greek, we find lawlessness written as anomos, which means without any law. Wow! As a lawyer, that scares me different blind. This person is going to flagrantly go about doing unlawful things. But whose law is he going to be breaching? Whose law is he going to be contradicting? Quite obviously, God's law. This being, this person, this man of lawlessness is going to be in open defiance of everything God holds sacred. In the King James Version, we read the lawless one as the wicked one. But look what the scripture then tells us this person is going to do. And it's going to be a person, by the way. Our scripture says, he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Ah. I don't know about you, but I get thrills when I read things like this. But the key here is this is going to happen in the church. Because you read in scripture that he sets himself up, look there, in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. This is all going to unfold in the church. So there is a day coming when this wicked one will be revealed, and perhaps even in a great form that people will be deceived that he is God. And he's going to do amazing things. Let's not be fooled about that. Our scripture today says he will do counterfeit miracles and signs and wonders. Amazing things are going to happen. And this being will fool much of the world, but not those who know the truth. And we know the truth. And we know who this person is. But we also know who's going to win. Imagine going to a rugby match knowing who's going to win. Not like yesterday, was it? Okay. I said I wasn't going there. We know who's going to win. Scripture tells us who's going to win. Here it comes. Whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy the splendor of his coming. So this being will arrive in great splendor, do counterfeit miracles, do signs and wonders, but Jesus is going to mess his party up no end. This is going to be such an amazing time because this person is going to arrive in splendor and great miracles and signs and wonders are going to happen. But it's going to be done in a spirit of evil. And in that spirit of evil, millions upon millions are going to be deceived. That word was in our scripture. But now we need to unfold and unpack and unwrap who is going to be deceived. Who are they? Our scripture tells us the ones that will be deceived are those who are perishing. Now that's not a closed word, it's ongoing. The ones who will be deceived are those who are perishing. And if we look in the ancient Greek, we find the word perishing is written as apolumai, which means the completion of the process of destruction. And so those who are perishing are already on that path. They are already in the process of destruction. Apolumai means it will end there. So when the Antichrist or the lawless one or the wicked one starts to take over control, he brings that process of destruction to completion. If we study the ancient Greek, we find that we can actually place that word perishing in the middle voice, and we can write it as sunapolumai, which means to be destroyed together. So there are going to be millions of people being destroyed together. And they are the ones who are perishing, the corrupted ones, the ones who are already on the path of destruction. They are the ones who will believe all that is going to be presented to them. The counterfeit miracles, the signs and wonders will be blinding to these people. And these people are the ones who do not know or do not care that Jesus Christ is going to win. Jesus will destroy all that this lawless one will introduce into the word. Look at that final phrase that I told you to underline twice. All will be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness. I can stop there. But what truth are they not believing in? Well, let Jesus tell you. John 8:24. I told you, excuse me, that you would die in your sins if you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be. Hits you right there, doesn't it? I told you that you would die in your sins, perishing, if you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be. If you do not believe is the key there. Jesus, even over and over again in the Gospels, when you read the Gospels, you find this phrase quite often, tells us that he's telling us the truth. He turns around and says, I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. In other words, you are not in the process of perishing. Believe him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death, crossed over from that process of perishing to life. Jesus declares it. You believe in him, you believe in God, you are not on that process of perishing. Those of us who believe completely and utterly in Jesus as Lord and Savior, God himself, will not be deceived by these coming events. We will know what they're all about, and we will know that they're not the truth. But those who do not have Jesus as their Savior and believe in him totally, in complete and utter faith, are perishing and will be completely deceived. Even, and I know this is harsh, if you're sitting here, not completely committed and saved by Jesus Christ, the signs, the wonders, the counterfeit miracles could deceive you. Hence, my duty and obligation to stand here and tell you and warn you about this. Matthew Henry writes in his great commentary this: God is just when he inflicts spiritual judgments and eternal punishments upon those who have no love of the truth of the gospel, who will not believe them nor live suitably to them, but indulge in false doctrines in their minds and wicked practices in their lives. So, there's a time coming when millions upon millions of people in the world who do not have any interest in believing completely in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior to save them from being deceived by the one who is coming and who will do great wonders and signs in the world and will declare whoever he or she is going to be associated with God himself. But we know the truth that he won't be. This is going to be the ultimate deceiver, and we know that that is Satan's great function. Satan is a counterfeiter and a deceiver. We know that. And this person who will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, this is the one who is going to be deceiving. This person will bring terrible times to the earth, and all its people, after everyone turns to him or her, will be destroyed in their deceit. But not those who have faith in Jesus. We cannot be deceived. We know the truth. It's right in front of you in that scripture you're holding in your hands at the moment. The question is, do you really know the truth? And I leave that question with you to answer for yourselves. Amen.